Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. It's snowy. It's a little bit slow on the roads, but you know what? Shout out to all the plows and salt trucks and everybody who's out there. I got to say, I was blown away driving through the city this morning. How clear the roads were.
Yeah.
And I know that they're going to be slippery and that sort of thing, but even you look at the MTO cameras all over the city, and I'm seeing black pavement everywhere.
Yep.
That's pretty flippin' incredible. So shout out to you guys this morning.
Working.
We know you've been up all night. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Keeping the city going in a pandemic. Now, we got lots of fun stuff going on, including the countdown to $100,000 with Destroy Your Debt, which begins next week. But in the meantime, how about $10,000 to kind of whet your appetite? We've got that. Living guilt-free at 8 o'clock and at 10 o'clock this morning. And let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
1 in 3 people admit to stealing their coworker's food. Hey, remember the days when you could steal your coworker's food?
Yeah, those days are actually done.
Yeah. What a fun time that is.
I don't know. People always seem to find a way. You know what I mean?
I don't know when even when we're all vaccinated, I don't know when the next time we're all going to be able to share a pizza is. Think about that, right? I'm just saying that. Jax, go ahead. What's up with you?
From Scarborough to Parkdale to the Super Bowl. Happy birthday to the weekend.
Hey. Oh.
Yeah. Our very own Abel. He's 31.
Really?
He's 31, yeah. So congratulations to him on being a superstar and being born.
And producer Jesse, what's happening?
How much would you pay for a child's photo from Kanye West?
Oh.
Is it like Kanye as a child?
So Kanye drew a photo as a little kid.
Oh, like his schoolyard drawings?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, one of his cousins took his photo from his childhood elementary days.
Oh my God.
Onto PBS's Antique Roadshow, and they evaluated it, and they said it would cost between $16,000 and
$23,000.
And then a couple of days later, it sold to a private entrepreneur for an undisclosed amount. So I assume they paid around $25,000.
If you're a collector or something like that, of fine art and music art, you'd probably buy that.
I don't know. It's not much of a conversation piece when you walk in, and this is something Kanye drew when he was 6.
Yeah. People with money, sometimes they sort of spend it.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you got 25 grand to spend on a piece of paper that he scribbled on, then you've got way too much money.
Also,
and it doesn't matter.
Stay in the lines, too. Maybe it was really good.
Who knows? I mean, listen, if Kanye West was able to do that, I want to know if it was marker or crayon. Do you know?
It was actually a pretty good drawing.
It was
like of a man, and it was his face, and it's with pencil.
Okay.
It's not bad for a little kid.
A musical genius doing good art.
Wow, 6 years old. Who knows? Now, in a couple of songs, we need to talk about getting the vaccine. Because we're going to start to hear about getting the vaccine.
Yes.
There's 2 million arriving in Canada in the next 6 weeks. So you're going to start to know people who have a vaccine. But what does that mean you can do now? Like, actually do? Got a list for you. It's kind of interesting.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Vaccine. You've never been this excited to get one, but you will be, hopefully. Now listen, we're going to get something like 2 million in the next 6 weeks, which for the country of Canada, which is amazing. Because that will take care a lot of our elderly population, especially people over 80. This is very, very important that they get this first. And obviously disadvantaged communities and communities that are remote, right? We got to take care of those communities first. But because of the delay, apparently, the rapidity by which we will receive vaccines from April, May, and June will be much higher than it would have been because they had to delay it, build another factory, and then that's why they...
Now they're going to cram it all in.
Exactly. So people are going to start asking, what do I do once I get the vaccine? I know what not to do when I don't have it, but what actually changes for you? So they actually interviewed a doctor, and this is interesting. It comes from the States where they have a ton more vaccines available. The first one is, should I be afraid? Because there are still a lot of people who have...
It gives you 5G.
Implants a microchip.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, listen, if you're carrying a phone with radiation around with you every day, you're okay. But what they actually said is, can you travel? First question. Yes. While constantly changing border restrictions, quarantine requirements, and lockdowns pose a significant deterrent to travelers, if you're if you are vaccinated, you will be able to travel.
Cool.
But they do say For those who do travel on an airplane on which masks are required, transmission rates are exceedingly low. And anybody I've talked to that's had to travel for work during the pandemic just talks about how clean Pearson is and how clean the airplanes are.
Yeah.
And so this will, of course, be on a country-by-country basis.
Like, you have to obviously obey health restrictions in your district, right?
But slowly but surely, if you have the vaccine, you're more likely to get into a country.
Can I go out? Can I eat indoors? Can I go to the gym? Can I go to the spa? All
now
of these
talking.
Activities are more or less apples to apples, generally fall in the same relative risk category. So as long as everyone is masked, he said the risk is low enough that you probably, the answer is yes.
If I could sit in the restaurant, stick me. I'm in.
Can I have my vaccinated friends over for dinner if we're all vaccinated?
A vaccine party.
In short, this doctor says, yes. I'd say follow the lead of the Super Bowl. If you can confirm everybody's been vaccinated and, you know, you've got proof, have your dinner.
Yeah.
They said, how about unvaccinated friends who've had COVID-19? Can they come to dinner? And he said, for those who've had it, they now have the antibodies and they should be safe. However, the risk is not zero, and the antibodies don't last forever.
Yeah.
So you probably best not to do it until everybody's vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Can I stop wearing a mask in public?
No.
No, you cannot.
Get used to those.
And that's the thing. It's not because you are at risk. It's because everybody else. You could still be a carrier or something
exactly.
like that. Should I regularly get tested for COVID-19? No. Because you've got the vaccine, you're probably fine.
No more sticks up your nose, Vi.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. And I'm so excited for my daughter to get it because she had to get it. And it was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Then bringing it a 1.5-year-old in because, you know, they get a runny nose. And it's like, well, better check. What can I definitely not do yet? And they said, well, there's some gray areas depending upon your, whatever it is locally for you. They said you cannot be in large groups, 20 to 50 people or more. Stay away from super spreader events like, you know, concerts, choirs, raves, things like that.
Kissing booths,
things like that. Yeah, they're like just because it is not about what will happen to you.
Yeah.
It's what it could happen to other people in your life that are not vaccinated.
And when we see more and more and more people becoming vaccinated, then these.
Yeah. Then the kissing booths can open again.
Yeah, exactly, TJ.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm upset that I had to shut down my stand at the CNE last year.
You did not have a stand. That's so creepy.
In my entire life, I don't think I've seen a kissing booth. I don't know where that idea came from.
I'll show you one.
Like an actual kissing booth?
Listen, late enough in the night, you'll see a kissing booth.
It's called King Street Pass, 2 a.m.
That's right.
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So what do you wish you could have fixed about your phone? Like, what do you wish would work better than it currently does?
My battery.
Battery's always a complaint.
Yeah.
Right?
I think my battery runs at, like, you can check to see how good your battery actually is. I think mine's at, like, 75%.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could check that.
I didn't either.
Battery health.
Jax, what about you?
My camera.
What is the camera? What's wrong with the camera?
I don't know. It's just not as... When you see the new iPhones come out, you're like, this is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
It's going to be like seeing through my eyes, and it's never
as
good.
Well, you might need to check your frame rate on your camera because you can actually change that as well. If you change that, I mean, it takes up more memory, but you get the shot on an iPhone commercial feel.
Yeah. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Man, learning, boys.
Yeah,
learning.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
There you go. I'm with you on that, TJ. I also wish that it would come preloaded with all the updates so that every second week I'm not having to, you know, leave
it for
an hour while it updates itself.
I like how every 3 days they're like, hey, Apple hasn't forgotten about you.
Yeah. I literally just got a new MacBook and then I was like, do you want to start your updates? And I was like, I just got you.
Can you just...
What update?
How about you
what
just
update?
Work?
Yeah.
So anyway, the iPhone 13 is giving you something you did not ask for. And that's the ability to never shut off.
Stop it. I don't want
now,
that.
Now, most people leave their iPhones on all the time anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But according to iPhone enthusiasts, some leaked information, it will have an always-on display. That means Apple Watch or iPhone, like those things, it will always show the time and the battery icon. So when your phone is locked, it'll be showing the time in the battery, and it will always, always, always be on. Even when it's off, it's on.
So what?
So, like, you know when you shut off, a lot of people shut off their iPhones to charge them, right? Because they charge a lot faster.
Oh, yeah. Or go into airplane mode to charge.
Yeah. That's the only time I've turned off my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
And this at this time, like, it wouldn't. It would just complete. It would still show the time. It would still be on.
They're always listening.
They are. Well, and that's the
thing,
right?
Don't do that, TJ.
That's instantly what I thought. Because, like, you know, you've talked about, like, a certain product. Everybody's had this.
Yeah.
And then it all of a sudden just pops up in your Instagram, and you're like, okay, well, yeah, we know that the microphone was turned on. I wondered if that wasn't part of it, right? It makes it more attractive to advertisers, right? Through your social media, they pull your voice. Mm. They know what you're shopping for, even when the phone is off.
My phone always dies. Is this the thing? Like, it just won't die anymore?
Well, I mean,
no,
it'll
I just need to charge
away.
My phone. Yeah, okay. Right.
It'll find
Does
away.
Your phone always die?
Always,
do you have bad
yeah.
battery?
No, I just think I just don't charge it
okay.
enough. Well, I'm always living on the edge.
If only there was a way to see how much battery you have yeah. left, you know?
It's interesting. Jax doesn't know about that yet, though.
No.
Don't learning, tell her.
Learning, it's like green bar.
You know what I had to get rid of, though, was the battery percentage. That gave me anxiety.
Yeah? Right?
So, yeah, I had to stop it.
It's a bummer.
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You gotta feel bad for people named Karen.
You do.
2020 was not kind to
I
anyone.
Know.
But especially to people named Karen.
And it's like, there's so many good Karens. There's so many.
We know a great Karen.
Our boss is Karen.
Yeah, she's great
Karen. She's felt the hit, you know? Yeah.
But Karen is a stereotype or a meme for a difficult woman.
Yeah.
White woman.
A difficult white woman,
In her 30s or 40s, right? That's sort of the meme
40s,
for it.
Yeah.
So now there is a support group for Karens.
Incredible.
Now, this is in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah.
A Karen Robinson, spelled with a C, is trying to start a network of support groups for women named Karen. Mm-hmm. Her goal is to, quote, create that positive social change through actions, words, and outreach. So far, the private group has 19 members.
Now,
for now, you know.
Is this a support group? Or is this all of the Karens saying that they've had enough and trying to combine their powers to become
a
an
Karen lobby group?
A Karen, Karen cult.
A Karen cult, if you will, yes.
Skull of the K.
And they're soon going to start infiltrating places where they can influence things.
Right.
TJ, don't do that.
This is the start, guys.
This is interesting about this is that she said, I want to create positive social change through actions, words, and outreach. Now,
outreach. Not all Karens.
By words, not all Karens. I wondered about that, and I wondered, like, okay, so if they do anything to try to change the narrative on the name Karen, is that technically complaining to the management?
It is.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Adam! That's really accurate. I didn't think of that.
I feel really bad for them. They're kind of in a corner, but it's very
perpetuating
funny.
The stereotype?
Yes,
yeah.
Do they need to just steer into the skid? Like,
what do
is
mean?
That maybe they get together as a group? They're like, no, we should start making Karen jokes as Karens, and then it will get old, and then everyone will move on.
Well,
and
I mean,
it's Deborah's turn.
They could try, but good luck. Oh. It's. Oh. I think the Karen thing still has gas, which is too bad.
I know.
With apologies to all Karens listening to this.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Masai Ujiri has spoken out after an 18-month ordeal with a racist police officer following the NBA Finals incident. The lawsuit, which stemmed from an altercation with a California police officer at the finals, was dropped on Wednesday, as was a countersuit filed by Ujiri. His full statement was pretty powerful. I have decided that my fight is not a legal one. Now the challenge is, what can we do to stop another man or woman from finding themselves in front of a judge or behind bars because they committed no crime other than being black?
Yep. Incredible.
I mean, and that the thing is that you might win one NBA championship in your entire career, and this flippin' loser who happened to be in a position of power, one of the most powerful positions, which
and
is
abusing it,
keeping the law,
and
abusing it, it's just unbelievable, this whole thing. And I'm blown away by the fact that he hasn't gone on and, like, ranted. You know what I mean? Like, Masai Ujiri, if anybody had the right to get out there and yell and scream and, you know, stomp his feet, it would be him. Yet he's handled it confidently and quietly, and he waited for this, and he waited. It's been 18 months.
And utilizing it now for change, which I
it's
love.
It's amazing.
So.
We're very lucky to have someone like Masai Ujiri as a representative of not just the city, but the greater good, you know? Yeah. Hey, season 3 of You is still coming out. Don't worry. So the show announced the third season in January last year, right after the second season came out and Jax hate watched it. It's still scheduled to come out this year. Obviously, it's delayed because production was delayed because I don't know if you know, but there's been a pandemic going on. So it's been confirmed that the new season is going to be released in November of this year. So just hang in there while you try and fight your crush on the, what's the main guy's name? Penn?
Penn Badgley.
Thank you. Forgot his last name.
Is he going to look for Serena? That's what I want to know.
I won't watch it.
Yes, you will.
You'll watch it all the weekend.
I hate watching it. Means Jax hates herself when she watches it because she loves
that
show.
I do love that show. It's awful. It's awful.
Billie Eilish said she cried out of joy watching her new documentary. She said she wouldn't let her friends or family see it before her because she was so scared that she was going to be embarrassed by what was on it, saying, I had a stomach ache the entire day, but I cried out of joy for a lot of it. I never thought that anyone would be able to capture exactly what was going on in such a beautiful, intimate way. Now, they have said this documentary dives into a lot of things, especially personally about Billie that we don't know. Something about the relationship is in there as well. The World's a Little Blurry comes out next Friday on the 26th on Apple TV.
Can't wait to see that.
I know. It's going to be really, really good.
Really, really good.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So let's talk to Abby, who is a self-proclaimed pandemic dating expert. Abby, can you explain to all of us how that's even possible?
Well, I have it down to a science, and I absolutely love pandemic dating.
Really?
This is wild.
You're
all
the first person that ever loves this. Why?
Tell us about it.
Well, with Zoom, you can do 3 or 4 quick dates, you know, with different guys. And I work in as an executive assistant, so I love to schedule.
Oh.
You know, I have my Excel spreadsheet of all my guys. Oh. And
that's awesome.
You know, I love doing it. I'm very organized that way.
Okay.
A little type A, are we?
Maybe slightly.
Okay, now tell us about Owen. What happened on your date? And obviously it ends in a ghosting, but what happened leading up?
Okay, so I think it was about 2 weeks ago, and he was my second date that night. And I'm telling you, he was really the one guy that, like, right away, within the first 10 minutes, I was like, you, sir, get a second date.
Hey,
really?
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's funny. He's cute. He has a really good job. He's like everything. He's the whole entire package.
Cute.
And so I didn't text him that night. I waited till the next morning, and I texted him. I said, hey, I had a great time. Hoping we can do it again soon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Oh.
And nothing? He hasn't said anything?
No, nothing. I didn't hear back from him at all.
That's interesting. Did you share the Excel spreadsheet with him and show him your interest?
Does he know this?
Do you think that would have helped? I would have.
No, I don't.
I'm glad he doesn't know. Okay, so we'll call him next with you on the phone.
Yeah.
We'll find out what happened, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Abby loves pandemic dating. Loves the lockdown work because Abby is an executive assistant and can schedule guys in for a Zoom call. One at 7:30, one at 8, one at 8:30, one at 9.
Keep busy.
4 dates, one night. Yeah. What the hell, right, Abby?
Exactly.
This guy, Owen, of the guys that you've seen, this is the guy on Zoom that stood out.
Yes, he's my favorite one.
And he doesn't know about the spreadsheets and that sort of thing when you schedule these guys in.
No.
Okay. Because, right. You know, that might not be good if he did.
So basically, you thought within the first 10 minutes, absolutely need to have a second date. You texted him back, have heard nothing, and you want to know why, right?
Yes.
Now, before we make this call, the one thing I do want to say is sometimes the answers people give are harsh. Because they're honest, but they're harsh. And not always true. You know what I mean? Like, it's not always like an accurate representation of who you are. Are you sure you want to hear the answers to this?
Well, I would love to see him again. I would love to,
All right, cool. Well, we're going to try to make that connection for you. Let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hi there, looking for Owen.
Hey, this is Owen.
Owen, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Well, we're great. We're wondering if you could give us a little bit of information, though.
What's up?
You had a good Zoom date, we understand, with somebody named Abby, but you never messaged her again.
Uh-oh.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. This is strange.
Well, yeah.
So you're calling me to find out why I didn't text her after the date?
That's correct. Yeah.
Is she there right now doing a TikTok video with you guys?
No.
No. Why would she be?
that's kind of her thing, I guess. Like, I went on after the date, I did a little, after the date with Abby, I did a little Googling, and I came across, she does like a series of TikTok videos that give advice on how to speed date and date during a pandemic.
Oh no.
And yeah, there's a whole bunch of these videos. So she must go on five Zoom dates a night or something. So I really kind of, that's why I didn't get back to her, is I had no interest in building her subscribers or followers or getting her more likes.
That was a bit of a turn off to you?
Yeah. Like I'm a prop in her social media act.
Okay, but what if you weren't?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what if she actually, well, like, I know, I can understand how maybe you feel like you were made at a dating factory, but I wonder if, like, is it possible that she could like you? And if she does, like, would you maybe give it a second shot? We could pay for your ghost kitchen to order, have some food delivered to the house, that sort of thing.
That's nice of you to offer, but no thank you. I'm looking for someone that likes me for me and not to use me to get more followers, you know? And that's the sense I got out of Abby. So I'm all set. I'm trying to find something a little better than that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, listen, Owen, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it. Wish you the very best going forward and stay safe.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Darren.
Ciao. Hey, he's hung up.
Stop saying ciao.
Abby, how you feeling?
I'm sad.
It'll make a great video.
I'm sorry.
It will. Like, you gotta listen, Abby, if you're gonna be a TikTok star, which by the way, you didn't tell us.
Yeah.
If you are, you gotta use everything, right? You gotta use everything to your advantage, all the heartbreaks.
All content is content.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Like, yeah.
Obviously you're sad. Do you feel like you've come away with anything here?
Well, I'm shocked that he would have a problem with me giving out casual advice. Like, why? You know, I'm trying to connect with in the world, like in these weird times, I'm trying to connect with the world in as many ways as possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's up to me if I want to. Everybody does TikTok. Who cares? Yeah. You know, if he and I have a real connection, why should that make a difference?
We give advice out on the radio every day. This is no different than what we do.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Realistically. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
No, I think, you know what it is in this case? I think it's a case of probably better that you both went your separate ways.
He would have had another problem down the line.
If this is what you like to do and he doesn't like it, then I don't think there's a fit there, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You want someone who's pumped about your content, you know?
No, I'm not kidding. Explain that.
Every day I go home from the show and I make my girlfriend listen to the podcast of our show that day.
Don't do that to her.
And I watch her to see if she laughs. And I say things like, hey, I got a really funny joke coming up here. Where are you going? No, don't leave.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999.
I hope that's not true.
It is.
I genuinely
hope.
No,
Val loves it. Every day, I call it our daily 12:30 recap, where we get home and I say, hey, let's find out what happened on the radio program today. And she is thrilled every time we do it.
We got a text at 999. You want to read that top one? It's a good one.
Spreadsheets over bed sheets.
All right. So, like, the thing is, okay, I don't understand. Like, I guess there are people that do not want to date somebody that has social media. Yeah. Like, there's a ton of TikToks out there from TikTok stars who are like, my boyfriend has no social media, and that's the thing that turned me on the most about him. So, I feel like opposites can't attract in this. But if you want to date somebody that doesn't have much of a profile on social media, probably not a good idea for you to date somebody that has a huge TikTok account.
Sometimes there's just a case where it's just two people just really, really don't belong together, and I think that's the case.
Yeah.
You can understand somewhat both their perspectives and they just don't belong together.
And here's the other thing. And we got a text message here from the 289. I wouldn't want to be one of her serial dates either. My question to you is why not? What business is it of yours? What someone does when they're like, especially on a first date, you're not married.
Here's where I have a problem with it. How much privacy are these guys getting? Because if she's like saying like, hey, I'm going on a date with Adam, he's from Toronto, he's a radio, and like they're giving out all your details, then I have a problem with it. But if she's like, I have a date lined up with the first guy and we're just going to do a Zoom call, like she's very vague, I'm a bit more cool with it.
Okay.
But when you get in the details, it's like, look.
Yeah, I guess. As long as, you're right.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax. On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We have a couple friends
And have they ever made a post on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, whatever, that made you go, oh, they could be in trouble?
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
And I love following those couples because I want to see it disintegrate.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop, TJ.
Oh, yeah. I'm the only one. Yeah. I'm the monster.
Sometimes you have no idea what's going on behind closed doors and people just sort of, there's some tension and stress.
Yeah.
Now, there's a woman on TikTok. Her name's Gloria. And she posted a video Saturday about the Valentine's Day gift she got her husband. And this is one of those ones where it's like, oh, I bet it's funny, but it's pretty real. And it's not feeling that funny.
What?
She printed out photos of all the other women's sexy photos that he'd been liking on Instagram.
Oh, no.
She then put them on sticks and stuck those sticks into a piece of foam and made a collage sculpture with them. Oh. The video immediately, obviously, went viral. It's got like over 4 million views. And she posted another video yesterday with his reaction when she gave it to him. And it seems like mostly they took it as a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds incredibly healthy, honestly.
See, I'm wondering, like, who's worse? The person for liking those photos or her for doing it? Okay, because I don't know. I also don't see a problem with you liking somebody's photos online.
It's window shopping.
See, yeah. I don't think so. I'm with you, too. Like, okay, so if I am with somebody and I follow somebody else that I think is gorgeous and I like a photo.
Like away.
You're not, I wouldn't have any problem with partner of mine doing that. Like you're not dead.
And for
you're in a relationship.
And for someone to find out, like for her to find out what photos he liked, she would have had to go into his Instagram and then into the settings feature because you can see what your own account likes. Like you can track what you're liking. Yeah. So she would have had to do like some footwork.
She had to figure out this password.
She had to figure out how she did it. Okay, so a lot of couples do Petty share their spaghetti. Social media passwords. Yeah. I don't see a need to do that. And maybe that comes down to a trust thing too. Maybe there's like a little bit of...
It doesn't sound good anyways, like at all, like all of this.
I think it's funny. If they still said it was a joke. I mean, and like couples like to razz each other about stuff like this. My girlfriend and I have a really funny ongoing thing that we do where anytime we mention another celebrity's name, the other one will go like, oh, why don't you go be with them? So like, obviously, we collectively as a show have a crush on Dua Lipa. Mm-hmm. So if we're sitting there on the couch together, I'm scrolling my phone and Dua Lipa comes up on Instagram, Val, under her breath, will go, oh, there's Dua Lipa again. Why don't you go be with her? And well, I'm like, you would allow that?
See, I like that. That's fun.
Like, that sounds fun.
Yeah. And then for my birthday, she got me a bunch of pictures of Dua Lipa and she put them into a bunch of styrofoam.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No,
I don't know what to take seriously here.
That part seems fine.
Yeah.
It's the part where anybody prints them off, puts them on foam, and then puts a stick in them. And
goes into your account.
Yeah, well, it's a glue stick gets involved. Yeah. It gets a little far.
Val making a comment like, oh, why don't you go be with Dua Lipa? A, you've got no shot with Dua Lipa. None of us do.
Okay.
Which is fair,
you
right?
You know that.
Okay. Well, Jack,
have you seen her current boyfriend?
and then on top of that, like to go to that sort of, I don't know.
It just seems weird. It's like a jab, but like a joke, but not a joke. Yeah, yeah.
I'd be checking.
Yeah. You guys okay?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Netflix is making its own Britney Spears documentary. I saw a tweet yesterday, because there is a documentary out right now by Hulu that everybody's been talking about, but it's been really hard to track down. I saw a tweet that said, finding the new Britney doc is like downloading music off LimeWire in the early 2000s, where you just don't know what you're getting and if this is going to be that Bill Clinton voice.
Well, our boss sent us a link, and it was .ru, and I'm like, I don't know if I can click on that.
Listen,
Russian link?
If I can find it, anybody can find it, okay?
I'm not. I was searching the other day.
You better search our old Jaxi. I'm not good on the web.
No, but they pull it down. Like, even if the link that you found is probably dead.
Got to be quick.
Bloomberg reported that Netflix was planning a documentary film about Spears after rival streaming site Hulu released its documentary framing Britney Spears. It's going to be directed by Aaron Lee Carr, who specializes in true crime documentaries.
That's pretty incredible. Cool.
Hey, remember that story about the Super Bowl streaker? Here's a quick recap. He bet that there was going to be a streaker at the Super Bowl and then streaked himself, ended up winning $374,000. Now, at the time, the story was he bet $50,000 of his own money, and then that became $375,000. Of course, he had to bail himself out of jail and pay off a buddy. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the app that he used, Bovada, is voiding all bets from people they've determined have knowledge of the pre-planned stunt, meaning he's probably not going to get his money. Now, here's where the story gets a little bit sketchy online. He at first said he bet $50,000 of his own money, but I guess there's a $1,000 cap,
throughout this app or this company or whatever. Mm. So they're like, how did you do this? So he's like, okay, well, I had some friends involved that would bet $1,000. Yeah. So now they're investigating anybody that made a ton of money off the streaking bet, and they're avoiding all those.
Can I say I kind of love this plot twist?
No, I liked it better when they cheated the system and won.
No.
Yeah, it's not, because these gambling sites are going to make insane amounts of money anyway. What are you avoiding this for? Like, just pay out the money.
This man doesn't need $300,000. He doesn't.
Well, it's, you know, honestly, it's good publicity for them.
Yeah.
Like, just let it go.
It's the betting app you can win on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, great. That's I don't know.
If you rig it and then run naked.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I guess it does encourage some things. You're right. Yeah. Hey, happy double storm day. That's what we're calling it, right? You know, yesterday it got to, what, like 5 or 6 o'clock. We still hadn't seen the snow, and I was thinking, well, maybe it's not going to come. And boy, were we wrong, because we got hit with a whole bunch of snow. Your drive, you don't need to hear this from me, is not going to be a lot of fun today. Give yourself a lot of extra time. They're saying that some flurries might continue throughout the GTA today at certain times, so just hang in there.
We actually just got a text from the 905. My drive is going horrible. I drive a big commercial D-class truck, and I'm sliding all over in Hamilton, so make sure to take it slow today, guys.
And especially if you're driving next to the 18-wheelers and stuff, give them space.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because, frankly, they're trying their best,
but
you're far more maneuverable than they are in a situation like this, so stay out of their way.
Even this
out of their blind spots.
And, like, don't ride on people, too. Like, this morning when I was driving in, there was a Jeep that was behind me that was going, like, I wasn't going fast enough for him. And he was, like, riding right behind me. Like, what are you going to do when I can't stop?
Like, a BMW Jeep. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's trending up, TJ.
You've seen that meme, right, where that person's right behind the other person, and they're breathing in their ear, and it's, like, me and then BMW driver behind me.
You know, car memes don't really pop up in my algorithm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they will now. They will now.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're dating someone and they got the hookups. The hookups. What are the hookups? Well, it can be anything. You date a rich person, there's some hookups.
No shortage of hookups.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that's just an easy example. But sometimes you date somebody with, like, a cool career. Like, I don't know, you date a doctor. Mm-hmm. And they can tell you whether or not you need to go see a doctor about whatever ails you. You know what I'm saying? I've always, I just got a consultation, a referral for an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Oh.
Because my doctor's pretty sure I have a deviated septum. And I was like, well, listen, if I was dating a doctor, I wouldn't have had to go to my doctor to get the referral to that doctor.
Yeah, that's how that works.
I don't know if doctors want to be bothered all the time, though. You know what I mean? I have a couple doctor friends and people, like, at a party, they're like, hey, so, tell me more about this. And like, I don't want to touch the lump on your face.
Oh my God. My buddy who's a cop gets that all the time about parking tickets. And he's like, I don't give
parking tickets.
Stop. There's another one I think people would really put high on their list if you could. Massage therapist. Some strong hands. I know Jax would be, that would be number one.
How many massage therapists have you dated?
Yeah, Jax? You have dated a massage therapist.
Right? Seven?
No, I dated two.
Back to back?
Two!
Yeah, back to back with the same initials. They were from the same hometown. It was I had a type.
Bizarre.
2012 through 2016, okay?
Now, you have a friend who's dating somebody who I think, this comes like, I think, first or second on most people's lists. This person makes food, but specifically.
Yeah, have a buddy who's talking to this guy that works at a very well-known pasta place and has that hookup.
Oh,
and
the pasta immediate, daddy.
Pasta daddy. And the immediate thing I thought was, I need you to marry him so we can have free pasta.
Right. Yep. So because he has access to the freshest ingredients.
The
they
best
make
pasta.
It on site. Yeah. We're not going to tell you where, but they make it on site. Like, he can bring good,
he could bring that good
every night. Yeah. Just their leftover stuff that didn't make it.
You could become linguine. You could become penne. Like,
it's pretty amazing.
I would die.
Yeah, no.
Like,
kidding.
I have a good, like, my girlfriend's a hairstylist, so like, but like,
yeah, that's,
pasta,
that's a pretty good one too.
I know.
Anybody
I know.
Here, Jax actually has a haircut.
I know.
It's because you can. That's amazing.
But if she had pasta too, I'd be like, all right, what's up? Yeah.
So that's
what's
the,
your ring size?
TJ, you're
right.
Your girlfriend Val actually has a pretty cool hookup for you if you want it.
Yeah, my girlfriend works for a university, and from my understanding, she might have just told me this, but if we get married, I could get a free education.
Really?
Which I don't know was her trying to get me to marry her or if she was trying to tell me I need to become more educated. Either way, it was an interesting play.
What's TJ going to take?
Yeah. Economics.
So we wanted to know, which just kind of got us talking about, who have you dated now? Or like, who are you dating now? Or who have you dated in the past that's got, like,
that in. That in.
The end of something. I know there's a lot of people that will date people that work at bars so they can get into them and stuff like that. When you're in your like 20s, it doesn't matter. It's like, oh, I'm dating the bartender, I'm dating the bouncer, whatever. Whatever it is. 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. Yeah, tattoo artists. I don't think you could ever be single being a tattoo artist.
No, absolutely not.
It's crazy. Hit us up. We want to know who you're dating now or who you used to date and how badly you missed that hookup. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever dated somebody with like a sweet hookup? Okay, so Jax's friend is talking to a guy.
I'm really excited about it, okay?
They're not even dating, and Jax is like, this is my hookup.
Yeah, well, because he works at a very famous pastor's restaurant in the city.
Yeah.
And has access to all of the fresh ingredients. They make it every day.
Listen, when I become a lasagna, you guys won't be laughing.
I'm ready for that. Yeah. So we wanted to know, you've dated somebody with like a crazy perk that you didn't expect. 999-999 and text TJ.
Text from the 289. He's a mechanic. We've been dating since we were 17, so I have never once paid for something on my car. And he has replaced engines for me.
You have saved
thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands.
That is so hot.
That's really hot. Yeah, if you can work on a car, it's hot.
Damn. You buy that orange soap with the beads in it that washes your hands to get all the oil out. You know the stuff I'm talking about. From the 647, back in the day, I was dating a bouncer. I never had to wait in lines at most of the clubs in Toronto or pay for drinks.
True.
Even got to hang out in the VIP section and got to request a lot of songs from DJs. It was great.
I remember, apparently a lot of the bouncers like know each other because they all work together. Yeah. So if you are dating one,
you're dating them all?
You get to get into any club.
Incredible.
Sort of like a bouncer community from what I heard, which is pretty sweet. Now, Ash had an amazing hookup. You're not currently seeing each other, right?
Not currently. We are friends, though, now.
Okay, all right. So when you were dating, what's going on?
I had a friend, more than a friend, that was a drag queen. And I always used to get into the bars all the time when they were overpacked. It didn't matter, no matter what, if there was a charge, I always just went straight in with her.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, like what bars and stuff, though? I need to know.
Always Woody's. Oh! She had a regular garage.
Oh, my God.
So I was there, like, every night.
Incredible.
Not every night, but every week. And it was amazing.
So
it was the
thing,
best.
Especially during Pride and, like during World Pride, like, when the best queens come to town.
Oh, my God.
Holy.
Most weekends after 10:30 p.m., like, you're screwed. Like, getting into any of the clubs in the village, like, it's wild. And listen, when this is all over, we'll dance in the village once more.
I really hope so. Ash,
thanks for your call.
Thanks, Ash.
Thanks.
And keep them coming. The people that you dated that had amazing hookups. 999-999 to text.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. We were asking about your hookups, your connections through people that you dated, meaning that they did something cool for a living and you got to benefit from it. Maybe you're still dating them. Maybe you married them. Hit us up at 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Can you tell us yours?
Okay, so my mom was a flight attendant forever, which in itself is amazing hookup for my dad and our entire family.
Yeah.
Yep.
But my now husband, his dad was a pilot also for Air Canada.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
You kept that gravy train rolling.
Yeah, we used to get free passes, which was
incredible.
Great.
Oh, my God.
And was it totally free that you have to do standby? I know some people like
that. Yeah, we did standby. We would just have to pay taxes.
Incredible.
Yeah, so it was pretty sweet.
When I lived in Calgary, a bunch of my friends out there work for WestJet. It's like a huge, that's their head office, and they all it's like, I'm going to Cuba for the weekend just because I feel like it. Like, it's unbelievable.
Cost me $12.
Yeah.
It's a sweet perk. Now we have kids, though, so it doesn't work.
Damn kids.
Post COVID, we will take a solo trip.
Well, you probably would deserve it. I think anybody does.
Yeah.
That's what grandparents are for. Now, 999-999, we got some good ones, TJ.
From the 289, I've been talking to a guy for a couple months who is involved in vineyard management. So, hello, wine hookup.
Whoa.
That's a pretty good one.
Wine man's. I like that.
from the 905.
A tickle.
Yeah. My now ex of 7 years worked for a cruise line based out of the UK. I spent 7 years cruising the world with him, paying $10 a day for suite, food, entertainment, ports of call, all that fun stuff. Also, I love you guys.
Wow, incredible. Good for you.
I did that last part in.
And
the last
did you make up the last part?
No. Last one from the 416. I actually used to work for MLSE and would get free Raptor tickets for my boyfriend at the time. Lucky him, LOL. My husband now wishes.
Oh, no kidding. I used to work for MLS, so you got no free tickets.
No,
but
what?
I had my first love, like the first girl I really loved, worked for the Blue Jays.
Oh, cool.
And it was awesome because I think I was doing evenings here at Virgin Radio. So I couldn't take advantage of it as much as I really wanted to because most games are at night. However, every weekend that summer, I got to go see the Jays in the lower bowl for free.
That's pretty great.
Because she was already there. She was working like 7 days a week anyway. So it was like the only way I could go see her. And I'd go and we were able to bring friends or whatever. She had four tickets to every game.
That's pretty awesome.
And she was like just entry level position, four tickets every game. I was like,
that's
good for you. Yeah, she earned it. It was amazing.
Do you want to hear the most Brampton story of all time?
Yes, yes.
When I was in high school, I knew a girl who was dating a guy whose parents were a billet family. A billet family are like, they take care of players from out of town for the
OHL.
So the Brampton Battalion at the time. And this guy came up to me. We were at a party one time. He's like, you know, if you ever need a hookup for Brampton Battalion tickets, like, just let me know. I'm like, I don't know if you know this, Jax, but the Battalion moved to North Bay. So
because nobody went.
Oh, yeah. You should have went.
So
it's like I could get these for free or I could pay $10 for these. It's one of the two.
For a pack of four.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Masai Ujiri speaks after an 18-month ordeal with the racist police officer following the NBA Finals, that whole incident. The lawsuit, which stemmed from the altercation, was dropped on last week, and as was the countersuit filed by Ujiri, and put out a full statement, which was pretty powerful, saying, I have decided that my fight is not a legal one. Now the challenge is, what can we do to stop another man or woman from finding themselves in front of a judge or behind bars because they committed no crime other than being black? Pretty powerful statement from Masai. Honestly, we're lucky to have him not only be a representative of our city, but frankly, a conversation that needs to keep happening and has been happening since last summer.
It's a guy that could have and should have thrown a tantrum after that. Like, I know that's not Masai's style, but like, he should have blown up social media with things like this. And yet, here he is taking it I wouldn't say in stride, but wow, what a classy way to kick off a conversation that we need to continue to have.
Yeah, instead of using it as fuel for conversation and for change, which is the biggest thing about the future. You know,
it took away a moment from him, right? Absolutely. You know, it's something that he worked his entire life towards and it was taken from him. The Super Bowl streaker got some bad news on his $374,000 bet. So here's a quick recap of the story. A guy bet a bunch of money that there was going to be a streaker at the Super Bowl, which ended up being him. Story was he bet 50 grand, ended up taking home 375,000, had to pay $1,000 to bail himself out of jail. So the company, Bovada, which is behind all the betting, is now voiding bets from people they have determined have knowledge of the pre-planned stunt. So he might not get that money. This is where it gets a little murky. He originally said he bet $50,000 on this, but Bovada has a cap of $1,000 per bet. So he then said, well, I had like some friends bet money towards it too. And so now they're investigating everybody who bet on this to try and figure out what was a legit bet and what was not. And it's just a wild
story. I like this more
story.
When he was an evil genius.
Yeah. And it's like, I get why the app is doing it and like, you know, bets and stuff. But like, it was kind of awesome when he beat the system, wasn't it? How often does the house win? Like, it's so nice to see a person win.
Rare for a person to win.
Netflix is making its own Britney Spears documentary, which makes a lot of sense because the Hulu one is near impossible to find online. Now, this has been in works before the Hulu documentary dropped, so it's not like just some kind of, you know, way that Netflix can shove their foot in the door. The one that they have working is being worked on by someone named Aaron Lee Carr, who specializes in true crime documentaries. So it'll be pretty dark and gritty, I would assume. And that is What's Trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The era of music that soothes people the most is not the era we live in. So the music we're listening to right now is not exactly soothing for a stressful, exhaustive pandemic in the deepest depths of winter.
How dare you say that about Dua Lipa and Miley Cyrus?
Love the song. Love the song.
Nothing about these days is soothing, I don't feel, though.
Fair.
Yeah.
So we got a whole study done on this.
Okay.
And it's cheesy 80s songs.
Really?
That are the most soothing, not to just people who grew up in the 80s, people like Jax and I who were born in the 80s, but to everybody, Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X.
There's a sound, though, like there's a certain 80s sound that it makes you feel good.
Well, it's
you
know basically what I mean? like what The Weeknd did with Blinding Lights. Yeah. That's an 80s song.
He's very
now.
80s inspired, 100%.
He actually wrote this study. It's actually kind of interesting.
Oh, it's by The Weeknd. So,
we wanted to put together a Virgin Mornings soothing 80s list. Now, that can include high energy, high tempo songs.
Bops.
But 80 songs that are on your playlist that, like, if anybody knew you, they wouldn't know that this was on your playlist.
Okay.
But you love this song because it makes you feel good every single time. Now, Jackson, TJ, you've sent in yours, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start with TJ.
Okay.
Can I preface this? Yes. Yeah.
This is going to be controversial.
Okay.
Why?
If you're a Leaf fan, you might not enjoy this song.
What? Oh.
Hall & Oates. Yeah. It's called You Make My Dreams Come True. I'm going to fast forward to the...
They play this at Scotiabank Arena when they score goals. Or, you know, like last night when they score 5 goals and then they let the worst team in the league come back and win the game. This makes me happy. Once the piano starts at the beginning, it gets me going. Yeah. I love it. I debate my brother on this song, like, daily.
Really?
He hates this song. And that tell me doesn't have
time. I don't know how you hate that song.
That is feel good bop.
Okay. All right. This is an interesting one, Jackson. This is a Canadian song.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't pick it was because of that, but these guys are from Montreal. So what? Why did you pick these guys?
Well, you know that I drive to work in the early morning hours very loudly with my car, and I actually listen to this quite often. It makes me feel good. Like this?
Really?
It's rich. It's thick.
It is thick.
It makes me want to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is called Safety Dance, by the way?
Safety Dance. 1982, baby. How can you be mad when this song is on?
True. It'd be really hard to be upset when this
song is on. Right? Like, this is smart.
You listen to this in the car?
Yeah, I listen to this quite often. This, really? Like, immediately puts me in a good mood.
Wow. All right. So I'm gonna
check. The video is so much fun.
Now mine is a little bit slower tempo, but you want to talk about soothing.
Okay. This could be some weird could sexy 80s song for
the
sure.
The most soothing 80s song or just the most soothing song ever. Are you guys ready?
Saxophone? I think so.
Because I'm gonna win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was gonna be this.
Oh yeah.
You George love Michael, this song.
Baby. Oh my god, this is one of the best songs ever. This is such a great listen to this. You're having sex if this song's on. if TJ and I are in a room together and this song, we're making out. We have to.
You had a couple of drinks in the summer in my backyard and you put this song on and I remember it's haunted me.
And then yelled at Jackson's speaker sucked.
Yeah. Well, your speaker does suck, which is why I got you one for Christmas. But then we were throwing on Abba. We were having a good night. All right, now.
Yeah, this is hot,
Somebody texted this from the 905. You Make My Dreams Come True was my most listened to song on Spotify in 2019, and it wasn't even intentional.
Wow.
So,
all right, there you go.
I'm a trendsetter sometimes.
So here's the thing. We're throwing together the playlist. We've got Hall & Oates, Safety Dance from Men Without Hats, and then we got George Michael. We're adding to our pandemic soothing 80s playlist songs that would shock your friends that are on your list. Hit us up. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sure, our music is good, but this is one thing that Gen Zs, Millennials, and Gen Xers agree on. It's 80s cheesy music that is the most soothing. And
100%.
We figured, honestly, on a day like today, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
The vaccines haven't rolled out the way we wanted them to. We just had a snowstorm last night. Let's put together a playlist of 80 songs that are on your playlist that you wouldn't even tell your friends about. Like, you know, sometimes when something comes on your playlist and you're like, I'm embarrassed about how much I love this, but I love this song.
There's so much good stuff in the 80s.
There is.
So much good stuff.
So much. All right, so what do we got here, TJ? Going from number one here.
Let's kick off on the right foot.
With our text messages.
Whitney Houston.
Oh!
I Want to Dance with Somebody. That one says this for the 416.
It's a great song.
It is fun, eh? I like it when it comes out at weddings.
Oh, yeah. Man. That's when you get all the carols on the dance floor.
Hold my shoes. Yeah. I'm going to dance with some moms.
Two bottles of wine deep, ready to party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where's my tie? I'm not sure.
Hey, by the way, can you remember the last wedding you were at? Because I can't.
Oof, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's my best friend's wedding. Sounds like a movie. My best friend Emma's
2019?
Wedding was so wild, yeah. And it's 2019.
From the 289, Pour Some Sugar on Me, which I'm sure is one of Adam Wilde's favorites.
No.
It is one of the cheesiest rock songs of all time, but it's great. By the way, you can't go to an adult club in this city or any city without this song coming on at least one time.
Oh, yeah.
This is the ultimate, we're taking off our clothes.
It plays so much, an MP3 would skip when it plays.
it's rough.
Luke Rodriguez from our weekend show texted in.
What?
I legit had this conversation with my roommate last night. Chidi's 80s music is the best.
Right?
Don't You Want Me by Human League. Let's add it to the playlist.
Good call.
Great song. The video is kind of cool, too, because it's the early 80s, and it's very, like, dark. And
they just discover cartoons.
And everybody's got short hair and wearing, and they've got, like, a dark eyeliner around. What's with the dark eyeliner in the 80s? I don't know.
Green screens were really big in the 80s,
they
too,
were.
And it was so good.
Yeah.
How about this? Take On Me.
Okay.
That's a hot, right?
One of the best songs and best videos of all time.
Yes.
She draws a picture of her perfect man, and then she joins the picture.
Whoa. Man, she made a lot of sacrifices for him, didn't she?
All right, TJ, hit the high note. In.
Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Ready? Go.
Ew.
It made my eyes.
That was thick. Yeah. That was a thick one. Ooh, you good?
I kicked something loose, I think.
Yeah, you all right?
Are you guys all right? I think that's the more important question.
Do you want my puffer, man?
I want to go to bed. I'm going to get a nap after that.
Next one.
Another one here from the 416. Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Oh, yeah. Good song. Again, so it's what's soothing is it makes you feel so good. And, like, I wasn't alive when this song came out.
When I was in a cover band in Calgary, our band used to do this song, and this was the number one song that got people, like, moving.
I can imagine.
And then they would sit down for the rest of our set.
My mom, we were listening to this song once, and she was like, can you imagine being Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson in the studio, playing this song back, like, when it was finally finished on the master tapes, and nobody else in the world has heard it? And you're like, this song, like, you must, do you have any doubts that this song is going to be a classic?
You know it's good, but do you think it's going to be what it is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do you think it's going to be
a masterpiece?
I wonder if people
know. I would love to know.
There are stories of musicians that are like, I wrote the song in 10 minutes, and it just came out of me, and I just knew it was, like, important.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love
to. You'd have to have this. Once you hear that guitar riff, you just got to know, right?
It's good. Keep them coming. 999-999. This is fun. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Gen Z, Millennials, and Gen X all agree on one thing. One single thing. And that's that 80s music apparently is the most soothing. And when on a gray, snowy day, we thought, let's put together the ultimate 80s playlist. We got some really good stuff. We got Whitney Houston. We got George Michael.
Yeah.
We got Human League. We got Men Without Hats. We've got Hall & Oates. Now, TJ, we've got a few more text messages to get to. And then there's a song that I want to kind of highlight that we play all the time on Virgin Radio that I think will soothe you even more. Now, first one, what do we got?
Chris Isaac, Wicked Games. Adam loves this song.
This song is a jam. Now, here's the thing.
It's beautiful.
This song is about bad love, right?
Yeah.
It's about a hookup. You know, if you're going through this right now where you're like, are you hooking up with somebody and you know you really like them, but you know it's bad for you?
Yeah.
He wrote this in 10 minutes while a booty call was coming over.
What? Damn.
Yeah, so he had called her, and you know she was coming over, and then he was sitting on his bed goofing around on his guitar, and he wrote this song.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
It sounds like you fell in love in the desert.
It does.
I don't
it's
know
very
why.
Dry
it's
and
so hot.
Hot.
Yeah. It's so sexy.
Right, it is. It is a song that makes you feel hot.
Damn.
Good song, right?
Can we change this?
No. Jackson, you turned on?
I'm feeling it all right now.
Another ballad, TJ.
Walk Like an Egyptian?
Oh, not that one. No, not that
Prince.
One. Well, yeah, that's
Prince,
what I've got
Purple
queued
Rain.
Up.
Purple Rain. This one from the 905.
Can I throw something at you? You guys are going to hate this story. So I saw Prince when I was like 12. My mom took me.
Not to brag.
Incredible. So he performed, I think, at the Sony Center.
What?
It had to be, no, I saw him at the Air Canada Center at the time. But I could have gone and seen him at the Sony Center. And I turned down the tickets because I'm like, he's going to come back on a bigger tour because it was just him and his piano and stuff. And I thought, like, I would wanted to see that, but I was like, I don't really have the money right now. The tickets were $200. Yeah, I wanted to see him in front of the audience with his full band. He died a month later.
Oh.
No way.
My mom went. She said it was phenomenal. I'm like, I'm such an idiot. I should have gone.
This is why I wish I grew up in Toronto. We got, like, Great Big C every 4 months. Not Prince. Like,
back again.
Joel Plaskett again.
Yeah. Classified.
All right. Now the one that,
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah. They hate this song, by the way.
Why?
They it's one of those, it's their biggest hit.
Yeah.
And the producer was not a fan of their drummer. Wouldn't let her to play drums on it.
What?
So in the video, she's just hitting the tambourine. And so yeah, that's all electric drums and she hates it. And even live when they do it now, she doesn't like it.
Wow.
Crazy, right? Walk like an Egyptian. But you know what? Like if it's paid for your entire life, you can't hate it that much.
I don't know. I'm pretty petty. I find a way.
This part right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big jam. And then, so there's, if you want to listen to some serious 80s music on this station, there is one song you need to listen to, and that is this. This is an 80s song.
It's physical, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it steals from three different 80s songs, which is okay. So first one is Roxanne by The Police. And there's just like a little part. I'm not going to play it for you because it's a little bit too complicated. But I want you to listen to this. So everybody says, well, that sounds like this.
Yeah, that's similar, I think.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
And I've always said, yeah, it does a little.
Yeah.
But the one it really sounds like is a lesser-known song called Shattered Dreams by a group called Johnny Hates Jazz. Listen to this.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You're the prisoner.
Oh, yeah.
Prisoner.
Okay.
Run away. Oh, damn.
I love this stuff.
Crazy,
right?
The
breakdown of the song isn't really its own song.
Yeah, well, you know, it's pretty cool.
That, like, okay, so now Prisoner sounds way more like that last song.
Yeah, right, physical. Right. Yeah, so yeah, I'll play them. I'll cue them up one more time. Okay. Hold on. Prisoner, give me the...
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll play
right now.
Johnny Hates Jazz here a little bit. And...
Yeah.
You can hear it, right?
Yeah,
wild. Isn't that nuts? Yeah. Anyway. A lot of our music today is taken from this era. It's the early 80s.
Listen to The Weeknd.
79 to 85, basically. Yeah, The Weeknd is literally just Tears for Fears songs, which is great. It's working for him.
Love it.
I mean, he played the Super Bowl halftime show.
So.
Pretty good thing to do.
I think so.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.